Blind Cool Tech number 50, July 17th, 2005. Hey y'all, how's everybody doing? I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today's show is going to take a look at the Arcos Jukebox Recorder version 2, MP3 player and recorder, that we often use to record these shows. It also makes a fantastic MP3 player. Before we get to that, though, I must say that the views here are solely my own and any contributing member. They in no way reflect the views of my employer, the American Printing House for the Blind. Before we get into the Arcos, let me review the email. Got a note from Debbie asking a valid question, which was, many times when you're in iPodder and you go to the subscriptions page and then look at the past shows, some of the older ones are not available. They are on Blind Cool Tech, at least for now. At some point, we're going to have to start doing the same thing about what I suspect is going on with these other shows that don't have the previous editions available. And that is that they have begun archiving those earlier shows and don't have them available in the XML feed anymore. So in order to access those earlier shows, I suspect you're going to have to go to the website of that particular podcast and download them by hand. As more and more of these shows get released, it's going to be a little bit difficult to keep all the shows in that XML feed. Things just get out of hand storage-wise and the size of the XML file. Okay, let's see, what else? Oh, we had a busy week here at work. I guess I say that every week. Sometimes you turn around and don't even realize the whole day is gone. And it was like that again pretty much all week. We had a variety of things going on, but, you know, it keeps you busy, and I really love what I do over there at APH. Had some kind of a crazy thing in the news here in Kentucky. I believe it was Thursday. There was a report of a couple of inmates escaping from a correction facility in a little suburb of Louisville here, LaGrange, I guess you'd call it a suburb. And then later on that night, we hear that they found one of them in the landfill. And then a few hours later, we hear they found the other one. Well, what happened was these guys hopped in the back of the garbage truck to escape from the detention center there, and I don't know if they just didn't realize that this was a compacting garbage truck or if they paid the driver and he said, well, what can they do about it now? Or I don't know what happened, but this didn't seem like the wisest thing in the world to do. And actually, there was a lady on the news that had an interesting perspective, and what she said was, gosh, you know, I think I'd rather be in jail than in the back of a garbage truck. I know that was some mighty harsh punishment. I don't think these fellows deserve the death sentence, but that has to go in there with the Darwin Awards. I don't know if you're familiar with the Darwin Awards, but there's a website that gives awards for people's really stupid behavior, and that they call it the Darwin Awards because they wonder how man can keep evolving when he does some of these stupid things. And I think one of my favorite ones was the guy that strapped a jet engine on the top of his car and after he got it fired up and moving down the road at a fairly good clip, he realized that he didn't have a way to stop it. So he got the Darwin Award. I think there's most people probably don't survive that get the award. It's typical things like that. One of them I remember was a fella wanted to see how close he could get his head to a passing train. And obviously he got just a little bit too close. Anyway, on to the Arcos jukebox recorder version 2 and the accompanying Rockbox firmware. Let me start out by saying the Arcos jukebox recorder version 2 is no longer manufactured. So, you wonder, well, why is this guy telling us about this? Well, you can get these from eBay still. And in fact, I was listening to Marlena's podcast here not too long ago, and she just got one on eBay. I don't remember the exact price. I want to say less than $150, though. So what this device is a hard disk-based MP3 player / recorder. It's probably a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And it has very few buttons on it. And the buttons are, the largest button is a big round one, which is start and pause for your music. And then in typical fashion around it are an up, down, left and right arrows. And then on the face of this device, there's two buttons sort of to the bottom left, which are an off and an on button. And then three bars kind of below the display. And they just call these F1, F2, and F3. And honestly, I don't know how the firmware worked in this device at all, because the first thing I did was add the Rockbox firmware onto it, because I wanted it to be accessible. I had purchased a hard disk-based MP3 player earlier, and I can use it. It's just I can't really take advantage of it very well at all. So the way these devices work, before I go there, let me explain. On the left side, there are two jacks, one for the earphone and one for the line-in. And on the right side is a USB 2.0 port and AC adapter. The device actually charges on the USB, so you really never even need to use the adapter. And the way these things work is that you connect it to your USB port and it shows up as a drive. I have it in this case mapped to drive I. So if I go to my computer,
Money Talks at my document, my computer M. Menu closed. Windows Explorer. No selected item. List view. Three floppy left parent A right parent type. HP underline pavilion left parent C right. CD dash RW. DVD drive left. SanDisk image made left parent H right parent type.
That's
removable.
My flash card, and then this next one's going to be the jukebox.
Jukebox left parent I right parent type. Local disk total size 18.6 GB. Free space 1.92 GB. 6 of 7.
So it says the total space is 18.6 GB. It's really a 20 GB hard drive in there, but you know how these manufacturers report the sizes in a different way than Windows reports it, so we'll just say a 20 GB gigabyte hard drive. So to open it, we just press
Enter, of course. Size 45 KB.
And you can copy your music to it with Explorer, which is really cool. I know with the iPod it's not possible to do that, but this makes it really convenient to do so. And also Windows Media Player can set this up to automatically synchronize with it. I don't necessarily do it that way, but you may want to.
MP3 underline files.
So
type file folder.
I copy most of my music into a folder called MP3 underline files, which is right there. I've also got a couple other folders on here. One of them, the Rockbox firmware creates for you. It's called Recordings, and that's where your recordings actually go. So if we look in MP3 files,
Trans-Siberian Orchestra,
and I'll go to the bottom to show the folders.
Steely Dan, type file folder date modified files.
So I've got my in this particular case, I have several folders with individual albums inside the folders. But for the most part, I think I've mentioned to you before, I actually try to keep my CDs, the individual songs I wrap them up with a program called Album Wrap into big MP3 files that contain the entire album. Of course, the drawback there is you don't get to skip from song to song. But in my case, I don't really do that much anyway. So to copy files over to make them available for the Arcos, you just copy and paste right into this folder. And since it's a high-speed connection with the USB 2.0, it does it very quickly. Now the exciting part of this comes really though when you unhook it from the USB port and check out the firmware. I've mentioned to you that this Rockbox, which is available by the way at rockbox.org, let me go ahead and unplug the USB port and put the earphone in the
folder one.
So that was Rockbox saying folder one. I'm going to press the down arrow. That must have been the last folder. So let's press the
MP3 files.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Just took it a sec. So there's the MP3 files folder. So let's press the play key on it, and that'll open that folder.
Benjamin Gibbard and Drew Kenny.
So what you're hearing there is actually a synthesized voice, but it was created on my computer. If you don't do this, what the Rockbox firmware will do is spell out the names of the files and folders on your device. Now, there's a script available on the Rockbox site that actually goes through and looks at all your file names on the device and then makes little MP3 files. In this case, it would have been called whatever the name of it is, .mp3. I believe it's talk. Yeah. So it makes a little clip, and the firmware looks for that clip. And if it sees it, it plays it when you move to that file or folder. And if it doesn't, it can spell it out or give it a number. You can set up how you want to do that in the firmware. So we can move through the files here to find one to play. And I'm going to press several down arrows to skip past these folders. It organizes them, in my case, in alphabetical order. Let's see what we're at here.
Beatles bootleg entire album live in Philadelphia, 1964. Beatles entire album CD Meet the Beatles. Beatles entire album CD Rubber Soul. Beatles Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band entire album. Beatles Yellow Submarine the complete album. Beethoven Symphony No. 3 Roy Kah complete. Benny Goodman Ken Burns Jazz complete album ALBW.
Alright, so say we want to play that, we just press the play key. And the rest of it works just the same as any other CD player would. You can turn the volume up with the up arrow. And then you can skip to the next song with the right arrow or hold the right arrow down and it'll skip through this song. And you can press the play key to pause it and resume. Or you can hit the off key to stop the song and go back to the
Benny Goodman Ken Burns Jazz Complete Album ALBW.
Now, another thing you can do is go into the menus in the Arcos, in the Rockbox firmware, and you do that by pressing F1. Now you'll notice that this voice is actually a human voice that you're going to hear. It's a British lady, and she recorded all the prompts, but you can also use a process similar to what we did to get these file names. So,
bookmarks.
So bookmarks is the first menu item, and if we want to open it, we press play.
Create bookmark.
So we can create a bookmark.
List bookmark.
List them.
Recent bookmarks.
Recent.
Create bookmark.
And we're back to. So let's press the left arrow.
Bookmarks. Sound settings.
Sound settings.
Volume.
I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit.
60 hertz, 70, 80, 90, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 170 hertz.
And we'll press the left arrow.
Sound settings. Volume. bass, treble, balance, channels.
So you can see.
Stereo.
Yeah, we're
channels.
On stereo.
Loudness. 0 decibel. Loudness.
And what I do is I press the play key to open that item, and then the left arrow to get back, and the up and down arrow to adjust it.
Auto volume.
Auto volume.
Off.
It's off.
Auto volume.
Okay, so let's back out.
Sound settings.
And we'll go to, there's many, many options in here. We're not going to go through all of them. I just want to show you that this is really cool. Neat way they did this.
General settings.
It's general settings.
Recording.
Now here's recorder. So if we want to start a recording.
Start recording.
We can start there, or we can go to recording settings.
Recording settings.
And we'll go into that.
Quality.
You can select your quality.
Frequency.
Your frequency.
Source.
The source. I'm going to switch to the built-in microphone.
Line in.
It's on line in. I'll press down arrow.
Microphone.
Microphone. And I'll press left arrow.
Source.
And another left arrow.
Recording settings.
And then we'll go back to.
Start recording.
Start recording. Now what we get there is a monitor. So you can turn up, you can hit the right arrow to increase or the left arrow to decrease your level. So if we want to start the recording, we just hit the play key and it's actually recording right now. Now to stop the recording or to pause it, we press stop. And then we can press play to continue it, or we can press stop to get out of it.
Start recording.
And go back to the menu. So now let's go take a look at that recording. We'll get out of the menus.
Recording.
Benny Goodman, Ken Burns, Jazz Complete Album, ALBW.
So I'll press left arrow to back out of this MP3 files folder.
MP3 files.
And I'll press down arrow.
Folder 3.
Now, I don't remember if folder 3 is the right one or not. I believe it is. I used to have these all spelled out, and I quit doing that. When you go into this folder, though.
File 1, audio.
Rockbox firmware names these files. It calls it AR for audio recording, and then a series of numbers, 2 digits for the year, 2 for the month, 2 for the day, a dash, and then the same thing with the time. It arranges these, however, so the newest one is at the bottom of the list, so I'll press up arrow.
File 24, audio.
So if we want to play it, play key. It's actually recording right now. Now, to stop the recording or to pause it, we press. And then, of course, we can press.
File 24, audio.
The stop key to get back to the menus. Now, there's the firmware is in continual development for this device. And I'm actually just using the release version. One of the new things in the daily builds that I haven't installed yet is a nice way, when we went into the recording and it said start recording and you press play there and you get your monitor so you can set your input level. Well, it's easy to forget if you're really recording or not. So the new firmware, when you press the play and it actually starts recording, you get a long beep. And then when you pause, you get a short beep, so you know exactly what's going on. It's a little disconcerting without that, but it's pretty easy to get used to this. I can't speak highly enough about the Rockbox firmware, and I do know that one of the things they're doing is doing a version of it for the iRiver, which is still currently in production. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I need to get on there and contribute to this effort. This is a great thing, and another one of those things that people who are sighted are realizing what a useful thing a speech interface can be, because a lot of the people that use it are using these in their car while they're driving, and they don't want to be looking down at the display to see what file they're at or whatever. So it's interesting. A lot of things come about that way. So if you want more information about Rockbox, you can go to their website. It's ROCKBOX, rockbox.org. And you can, if you get one of these, you'll need to download the Rockbox firmware and some voice files and the little script that'll create your synthesized speech file names. Or you can actually have it spell them out. So if you don't run that script, you know, the firmware will actually use the recorded speech to spell out the file names, and that's doable too. Okay, this has been your reporter for this issue of Blind Cool Tech. If you'd like to leave us a comment, please do so at 206-984-9203. Drop us an email, blindcooltech@gmail.com. Or check out our website at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Y'all have a great one, and we'll see you next time.